I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. There's a brain drain underway in northern Kenya thanks to the terrorist group Al-Shabaab. The last few months saw a rise in radical Islamic threats. FMI's Bruce Allen.
There have been attacks specifically against Christians, specifically against Christian teachers. They are targeting the teachers. They're saying, if you can recite the Shahada, the Islamic profession of faith, we let you go. If you can't, we kill you. And in the last few months, more than 30 teachers have been killed in those counties.
FMI wants to plant churches in the places Kenyan teachers left behind. Allen says they hope to capture the attention of Kenya's very young population with the good news of Jesus Christ. And suicide may be an unintended consequence of lockdowns and social distancing. A new U.S. study outlined 7 factors that increase suicide risk. Economic stress, social isolation, and decreased access to support systems are high in the list. Many mental health agencies have started offering their services through video conferencing. Set Free Ministries brings God's healing to hurting people through biblical counseling and training. Executive Director Dean Vandermeer says each call involves different circumstances, but the solutions are always the same.
This is a real crisis. We're not saying it's not a crisis, but let's put it in perspective of who God is and what he says he's able to do.
It's a stressful season. If you need to talk, connect with Set Free Ministries at missionnews.org.
We'll overcome this. Just pray and encourage one another with truth.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on you and our sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. Just head to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.